It was between plays. The coach was talking to the offense in the huddle, drawing on his sketchboard, reprimanding somebody for screwing up the last play. We were standing around waiting. We were the defense, and we had no coach. We had three or four formations we'd run, but we never made a call until the last minute. I remember because I made the calls. I was the monster man, the free safety, the captain of the defense, and I'd often call one formation as the offense broke huddle, and then stand back and wait until everyone was set, the quarterback going through his count, and then call another formation, just so everything would change shape right before the ball was snapped. This added the elements of surprise and chaos to our attack. It made the offense respect and fear us, and often their plays crumbled under the disorder we caused. I realize now I must have learned this strategy from my mother, who was, at that time, going crazy from a painful divorce. But there was this day, this practice I was talking about before, when the coach was in the offensive huddle. The sun was going down, and the practice was coasting to an end. We, the Highland Mighty Might defense, were standing around quietly, minds empty, like 12-year-old desperados waiting for a train. I was standing there, spacing out with everyone else, and then I had this new feeling. I was conscious of being inside a shell, my helmet and shoulder pads, looking out at the world, like my uniform and even my body were just protective packaging. I felt weightless. I was in love with the air, the smell of the grass, the warm light in the cottonwood trees at the edge of the field. I remember looking out at Bruce Seymour, our big defensive end who'd already reached puberty. He had his helmet tipped up, and his hair was all sweaty, and he was gnawing on his mouthpiece. He turned and looked at me, and I wanted to say to him, "Do you feel it?" But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to explain what I was feeling. I called a huddle and said, "We're going to do something different this time. We'll line up in a regular 6-3 formation, but as they get set, I'm going to say a haiku, and I want you guys to start moving around, dance around, stand on your head, do whatever you want. We'll kill them." The offense came out of their huddle, and we went into a 6-3, and just as the quarterback started his count, I yelled, "The wind brings dry leaves, enough to build a fire." And my defense stood up and looked at each other, and then looked at me, and didn't do anything. It was so weird that the offense stood up too, and then the coach blew his whistle and yelled, "What's going on? What's the problem?" Nobody spoke. He looked at me and said, "Carrier, what are you doing?" I said, "We're running a haiku." He said,
"A what?"
"A haiku," I said. "We learned it today in school. The wind brings dry leaves, enough to build a fire." He said,
"Oh, right, a haiku. Just run a 6-3, okay?"
So we ran a 6-3, and I don't remember what happened after that.